Person that paid a portion of his chov, and then he designated a third party, a trusted, objective third party, to hold on to the shtar. The reason they did this is because when he pays a mixus of the chov, it's annoying that now that he has to get a receipt for partial payment of the chov, because they know that there's going to be another receipt for the full payments. Instead of wasting money to pay a sofer for a receipt, what they did was they just hired, or not even hired, I guess that's money too, they just gave it to a third party to hold on to it. Va'omer lo, and he tells the third party, this is the borrower, im lo nasati lach mikan v'ad yom plon, if I don't pay back, if I don't pay you back from now until, let's say, 20 days from now, tein lo shtaro, give him back his shtar. Now, what does that do? Because the shtar, let's say it said $100, that I borrowed $100 and I owe him $100. I paid him back $20. So now I'm telling the third party, listen, you are going to hold on to the shtar. If I don't pay him back in the next 3 weeks, you're going to give him back his shtar. And he's going to then be able to collect the full $100 from me. So it's as if the $20 that I already gave him, I'm giving him b'toras matana. I'm giving it away. In other words, I'm forfeiting the $20 if I don't pay him in the next 20 days by the fact that I'm letting him get back the shtar that allows him to collect $100. So I lose, but I'm letting you do that because I'm somech that I'm going to do it. This is what's called a smachta. And the shaila is a smachta kanya, because I am somech that I'm going to do this. Rabbi Yossi Omer Yitin. Rabbi Yossi says, after that time, you can actually give it to the malva. It's too bad for the lova. You didn't make it. You were mochel that first $20. It wasn't considered part of your payment back. And now he has the shtar that says you owe him $100. Because Rabbi Yossi holds that an asmachta is kanya. Because you thought you were somich in your lave in the time of the condition that you were able to fulfill it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer lo yitin. Rabbi Yehuda says you can't give it. Rabbi Yehuda holds that an asmachta is not kanya. It's not a kinyan. He did not sincerely make himself chayiv. He thought that it would certainly come that he would give the rest of the money. He was not somich to the any possibility that it would not happen. So therefore it wasn't fully sincere. And the Rav says, in Psak Halacha, an asmachta is not kanya, unless they were kaina in a based in Choshev. What's a based in Choshev? He brings the Rambam that a based in Choshev is only based in that has smicha in Eretz Yisrael. And only if you did it that way would an asmachta be kanya.